This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
When the kids are asleep, that's when Dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark.
I'm the Geeky Dad. I'm here to solve the murder of the Geeky Mom.
I'm alive.
Oh no, you're not dead. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Just because I passed out for a couple of minutes doesn't mean I'm dead.
Yes, calm down, everybody. I did not kill her.
You can't.
She is walking dead, but she's not dead.
Yes, I've been walking dead.
Uh-huh. By the way, the new Walking Dead, what's it called? The Ones Who Lived?
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible name. Like what a horrible name.
The One Who's Bitched.
Yeah, you should call it like Rick the Bitch. They turn Rick into a bitch. Spoiler alert. We'll be talking about that once that series is done. Definitely, right?
Yeah.
Boy, I got a lot to say.
Yeah. As I said, the show should be named like The One Who Got Bitch Slapped or something.
Yeah.
But no. We are not here to talk about that.
No.
We are here to talk about bitch and other details. Oh, no. Death and other details.
Death and other details. Hulu's new mystery show. The last mystery show they did was Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like that show, but I think the episodes run a little too long, you know. They should just cut the episodes in half.
And they wouldn't finish the season or whatever, like 12 episodes or something we had to see, and we had to wait. Sometime I like to binge watch.
Yeah. With mystery shows, you know, they tend to drag out one mystery a little too long.
Sometime, yeah.
You know. That's why I like Poker Face. Every episode, boom, in and out.
Yeah, but when I like shows like that, you make fun of me. You're like, oh, you don't have any patience. You don't like to, you know, follow a story. And now when you have to follow a story,
yes,
you bitched out, bitch.
Because, you know, sometimes if the story is interesting, I like to stick with it.
Yeah,
if it's a story that can actually handle a long-range storyline.
It was a kind of, in the beginning, it was okay. It started also slow-paced. In the middle, it was
I was surprised at how much
go up high, and then towards the end it was kind of flattened out, and then as a last episode we kind of had
it
idea.
Felt like this movie what's the name of the show again?
Bitch and Other Details.
What's the real name of the show?
Death and Other Details.
Now if you saw Knives Out,
yeah,
Glass Onion,
mm-hmm,
Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
And all the Perot movies.
Hercule Perot.
You jam all those movies together and you throw in a little bit Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
Like quirky, funny characters. Trying to solve a murder.
Yeah.
That's what the show is.
But I hear like they're making a Bollywood version of Knives Out in Netflix, which is coming out. I want to watch that. I want to compare that with our American version of Knives Out.
No, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
You don't know that.
No.
You don't know that.
Anytime they do a Bollywood version of an American thing, it's never good. Never.
I would still like to see it.
And by the way, originals is always better.
Well, I know that. I didn't say it's not, but, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, I couldn't give it a shot.
Now we're gonna go into deep spoilers on this. This show has been out for a couple of weeks now, so if you haven't seen it by now, well, I don't know. That's too bad. We're gonna spoil it. Now,
I don't like the character.
I would say been a better girl. I didn't mind her. I just don't think she's a good character.
She is kind of an
unappealing character, the main character.
Yeah.
And then you have the detective guy, which feels like a cheap down version of Poirot meets the guy from Knives Out, right?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, like a combination of the two.
Yeah, but he's much older.
Right, right.
And he didn't do much, though.
No.
He just gave the girl the push for the uncover your own mystery. Let's just get into the business of it.
Another thing is, you watched the trailer and I thought this was going to be like a, you know, an all ages type of story. I did not expect this to get so dark and a little bit adult, mm-hmm. with all the sex and the violence and the, yeah, cursing. I know this show, we don't care about all that shit, but I didn't expect that. I thought it was gonna be like, you know, like
you've been watching too many cartoons with the kids.
No, I thought you watch Murder on Orient Express, you watch Knives Out, those movies are not R-rated.
No,
you know.
And this character
is even like murders
sleeping
on
with him, sleeping with the other guy.
Yeah, there's like Ponani, ass, breasts, everything all over the place.
They have everything
upside down, left, right, blowjobs, side jobs, every type of job going on.
Sniffing.
Yeah.
Mom fucking the pastor.
Yeah, it is a lot of sex in this show.
A lot of betrayals and a lot of backstabbing.
Yeah.
A lot of cunt calling.
A lot of stuff. Now, I mean, it was kind of shocked. I didn't expect to see that in the show. You know, you weren't expecting to see
but
that.
But you knew who was going to be the bad guy. I mean, we had a certain idea when she came in. I actually said, and you actually thought, like, yeah, why is this lady here?
Now, also, it was a bit shocking to see the girl, the main girl, Imogen, because I knew her from The Flash. She was Jesse Quick. The girl Flash.
Okay.
For the first couple of seasons. She left to do other things, I guess. Maybe this, I guess. But, and then the guy, the main guy, is the guy from, he used to be in Criminal Minds.
Yes, Gideon.
And he was also on that other show, with the terrorists. What was that show called?
I don't know. 24 Hours?
No.
SWAT?
No.
I have no clue.
You used to watch it. Remember there was a girl and the
FBI?
No.
I have no clue.
Ugh.
Hostage?
No.
I don't know. The girl Homeland?
The yes.
Girl Homeland?
I think
where
that's...
the girl just wipes herself instead of taking a shower?
Yes. Homeland. He was in that show.
I don't remember him in there. But
no?
Okay.
Wasn't him?
I don't remember him being there.
I think it was.
I don't know. That's like the old, all-known guy he plays. Like, he sits, he ponders upon a thought, and he comes to the conclusion, like, I shall do that.
Okay, so basically this is what's going on. There's a cruise ship. Everybody's a suspect, okay? Mm-hmm. Some dude gets killed, all right?
Yeah.
The twist is...
Imogen...
No. The twist is... They find out who the killer is midway through the season. Mm-hmm. They don't wait till the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And
that's not the biggest mystery.
No. There's a lot of other mysteries going on. So the main chick, Imogen. You know, the slutty girl with
whose
the weird hairstyle.
Died. I think that was a wig
okay.
the whole time.
Her mother died when she was young. And now she's living
this guy was
with
called
a
to
rich,
solve her
with,
mystery.
She's living with the rich family that... is on the ship.
Yes.
They're
She's
trying
basically
to do
living off of her.
They're trying to do a business merger.
Yeah.
Right?
With the Chun.
Yes. So a detective, when she was a kid, was trying to solve the case.
Her mother's mystery.
And then
murder mystery.
All of a sudden,
he stopped. In the mid-investigation, and she never forgave
him. Mind you, right? We'll talk about it. I don't want to talk about it yet, but we're building up to it. So, this guy dies.
Can you build faster?
This guy's a total asshole, right? Uh-huh. And you find out it's
whoever dies is the detective's
friend
and
right.
coworker.
So now the same detective that helped her as a kid is now on the same boat.
Not really helped her. He actually tried to help like her because
she's like very smart. She can detect. She has a good detective skills.
Yes, she could find details.
Right.
I find that very odd, but okay.
Well, maybe she's the idiot savant.
Okay.
Right? Meanwhile, this girl, she's effing a bunch of guys on the ship anyhow. The captain of the ship. Was it captain or ownership?
The bodyguard for
the hot security guard.
Jules.
Right? And
then,
then
comes the Sunil Bhandari.
That's the guy I'm talking about. And then, so yeah, a guy gets killed.
We didn't talk about Jules. Jules was the first on bodyguard. She screwed first.
I said the hot bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and then the not so good looking boat owner.
Right. Yeah. That was a step down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm brown. We're brown. You know, I'm sorry.
You could have gotten a better dude.
Dude. Yeah. Anyhow, what happens is the guy that gets killed, everybody's a suspect for who killed him. Mm-hmm. Right? It turns out
everybody's connected somehow.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's connected. But it turns out it's just like a disgruntled, I guess, waitress on the boat.
She was told by...
Yes, we find out the person that she was actually hired to kill this guy is the same person that supposedly killed her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And the name is...
I forgot the name.
Victor Sams.
I don't really care.
How could so you forget stupid. That every episode, oh, Victor, God. Sam, Victor Sam, Victor
so
Sam,
Victor they, Sam. They meander this thing for what, 8-10 episodes?
I think it's 12.
Hmm. Whatever. You, 10 episodes, one case, just keep adding. Yes. Every person on the boat is a suspect. Every person. And
10 episodes.
Yeah. And then comes the twist.
They also have filler episode. Like, it was, like, so boring.
Yeah, there was some filler episodes, you know, where they get off the boat and she has an affair and all that crap. Whatever. Now, this is the point that really upsets me. Okay, the big twist. They're building up to this guy that is... behind everything in the whole world bullshit,
Victor Sam.
Right? This whole shit, right?
Their mergers and everything is like controlled by Victor Sam.
Meanwhile, everybody in the boat, they're fucking each other left and right. Every other places.
Straight.
Yeah.
ABCDQG.
Yeah, everybody's effing each other. And then you
young,
find out.
Old.
Whatever. Okay.
And they're also dying.
Then all
don't
of a sudden.
The other murders.
Yeah. There's another murder, right? And then
takes place two other.
Was it called a was that
Congresswoman?
No, who's that other detective that comes into play?
Interpol.
Yeah, Interpol comes onto the ship, right?
They have to take over because
and tries to take over the investigation, and this is where the big twist comes
and
in.
And the Interpol
right?
lady is also apparently
no,
a known associate
don't,
of the.
Don't say anything.
Of the detective.
Right. Yes.
And they get along so well.
Yes, this detective who was investigating the case, who knows her mother's picture.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's not give it away.
All right. Oh, I'm going to give this away, but I'm just going to build up to it. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
People need to know this bullshit.
Detective.
They need to build up to this bullshit, okay? So they build this Victor Sams guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This dude who controls everything.
He controls the whole world, apparently. He has, like, spies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Has, like, unlimited money.
And also behind all the blackmail and all the
right.
bad, whatever.
In the whole world. then his team takes over the ship.
Yeah, and is they also have computer and everything.
Yeah,
they take at the bottom of the boat.
They're gonna take over the ship, blow up the ship, kill everybody on the ship. Just they let everybody that's innocent off the ship.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, the detective.
Right, and
they also have to buy their ticket to get off the ship.
Right,
and everybody's backstabbing.
And this is when the big bullshit happens. Okay, this is the big spoiler. Okay. And if you don't want to be, if you don't want to be spoiled, okay,
take it for 30 seconds off.
Okay, you can just stop listening,
and start.
You know,
unpause. I mean,
stop listening. Go watch the show if you want or not, or just continue to listen. Okay,
we'll save you that time.
Right, right. That's what we do on this show.
I had high hopes for this show, though.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, murder mysteries are interesting. I just don't like when it's drawn out too much, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right? I think you're drawing it out too much right now.
Well, yeah, I have to fill up this episode.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's not do that.
So, the big twist. The Victor Sams...
It's not Victor Sams anymore. It's Victoria Sams.
Is a woman.
Guess who it is?
And the woman is the girl's mother who supposedly died how many years ago? 18 years ago?
Yes, also.
18 years ago.
And she is the...
And the other twist, it's actually the Interpol agent that has been on the boat interacting with everybody, especially Imogen, the daughter.
And the detective.
The daughter and the detective. And the family that knew the mother intimately.
Yeah. Okay. And the funny thing is, how come the detective did not know that's Imogen's mom? Like, he's a shit detective, right?
Yeah, she's supposed to be this great detective. How does she not recognize this lady that looks exactly like her mom? The only thing different about her is she got not even a nose. Even I said in the flashbacks, I said, why did the mother look like the damn detective? Yeah. Right?
Well, all she did. Changed her hair.
All she did change her hair.
An accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, how did she even get the money to bring her posse? Like, oh, I'm going to go to this guy who's going to be like.
How did she even get all this money?
I'm going to help you on the run.
And why didn't she, when she faked her death, why didn't she also fake her daughter's death at the exact same time?
Can't do it. It's hard to run with the daughter. And the bullshit. Guy said, like, oh, I'm not going to have a. Kids murder on my hand. It's bullshit. If that were to happen, there would be no story. There'd be no show.
No, the fact is, I just find it stupid. Even in even with Superman, when they can't freaking tell who it is. Yeah. Okay, it's so dumb. Even with Hannah Montana, we were talking about Hannah Montana today. Nobody knows Hannah Montana is Hannah Montana because of a wig. Yeah. Okay, wigs don't do shit. I wore a wig. I look the same.
I want you to grow a porn stash.
I did the other day and I shaved it off.
Yeah. You still look like you.
Exactly. Stupid. Right?
You did look like a little bit like a pimp, but...
Really? 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 Now tell me, you don't think that's dumb?
No. Would you know if I cover up my hair with something?
If you wore a blonde wig right now, I would know it's you.
You would find me hot.
I think it. Yeah. But, yes, the lady changed her accent. Oh, no.
Okay. I could talk like this all the time.
The daughter won't be like, you know, you remind me of my mother. You really look.
Oh, really? I remind you of your mother?
The detective was like, you know, you look like the lady who died. No, nobody says that.
Whose murder mystery I could not solve.
Yeah. He probably looked at that lady's face on a picture hours on end.
And guess what?
Hmm?
They know each other very well.
Yes.
Because he's like, oh, I have worked with this Interpol lady for a long
time.
This
is what
she's
I think.
A close acquaintance of
me. Did they cut a scene out where they showed that the guy was actually involved? Maybe that's why he stopped doing the
No. The family told him not to go into investigation.
Speaking of which,
it was bothering Imogen for sleeping and everything.
Stop talking like that. Didn't everybody in the family already know how the lady looked?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that was a bullshit ending. And then, at the end, she goes to her mother, joins her mother. Then there's another twist.
A twist upon a twist.
She betrays her own mother, which I don't understand.
Because she realized her mother was doing wrong things. She did not want it to just finish with the Chung family's justice and take down the Collier family. She went on the other heist and taking like other whales down.
Would you have done that to your mother? If you thought she was dead this whole time and you finally reunited with her, you're spending time with her again.
The thing is, like, she kind of got along with her mother way too well, so I kind of had a feeling like she was going to do something. Like, it wouldn't end there. But, yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, oh, okay, mommy, we go for a ski trip. And at the same time, she has her own group of people now, the Imogen girl, like the same bodyguard and the...
Yeah, it looks like she's going to have a group of detectives now.
Yes.
If they do a season two, which I really hope they don't.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, maybe I'll watch it just to see if it gets better.
Now that I know, like, they do this prolonged things, I'll wait till...
I'm hoping if they do...
I'll watch the first one, middle one, the last one.
What they should do if they do the next season, don't do a whole season with one murder. Do, like, every episode another
two
murder.
Two episodes or so. And yeah. Just, you know.
They could be a team of, like, investigators solving murder.
Death and other details.
Right. I wonder if that guy is going to come back, too.
I don't know. Maybe she is gonna take over. That's what the bottom line is. Like, you know,
because I was listening. I was reading a article by the guy that created the show, and he said basically this whole season is the origin of a bunch of detectives.
Oh, okay. So those other people gonna go on to become detective?
I guess so.
The hot bodyguard.
Yeah, the hot brown girl.
Yeah, but guess what? Bandar is still in shit.
Who cares about him? I don't think he's going to play into anything.
No, he's in jail.
Ugh. No.
Sunil Bhandari.
There's going to be a bunch of hot people solving murder. It's basically, you know, every other show on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a CBS show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I would say if you're thinking that this show is going to be Like Knives Out or like other shows like that, it starts off that way, but then it just
kind of flattens out.
Yeah, just like the actress.
And then the last episode, they keep on like spamming you with like twist.
More unbelievable than the next.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like they should have just built up, not on the last episode, put everything in. They should have been doing it from earlier. Like the daughter have a little of suspicion.
My idea was better. It should have been the priest.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know they weren't going to do the priest like that.
Okay. All right.
They kind of made him a little bitch.
So I would say, I guess, skip it.
If you like a murder mystery and you're glutton for punishment, go watch it.
Eh.
We did.
Yeah. We wasted our time.
It wasn't so much
wasted. And you wasted your time listening to this. We'll be right back with the next review.
Sure.
This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, You know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So try it out. Okay, we're reviewing another another crap thing on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hulu has an original movie by directed by Jake Johnson. If you remember New Girl, mm-hmm. he was the funny dude on there.
Yeah.
The main dude.
Yeah. He also was on the movie Mummy with Tom Cruise.
And Jurassic World.
Yeah. He's like the comedian.
Always a funny dude.
Yeah.
He was Let's Be Cops. That was a good movie. That was a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and this movie he actually directed. I think he actually co-wrote it also. Mm-hmm. This movie's called Self-Reliance. Okay? Yeah. It's basically a I guess it's comedy. It's a comedy. Mm-hmm. And got a couple of big stars in it, you know? Yeah. Has Anna Kendrick. Mm-hmm. She's a pretty big star.
Yeah.
But her role is pretty nothing, right?
I mean, she was there for the movie.
Yeah, I thought her role was going to be something
a little more substantial.
Like important.
Well, it was. I wouldn't say it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy Samberg is also in this.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Who else?
I don't think anybody's popular.
Did you say Sinbad was in it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And probably a small role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So base.
That was Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah, Wayne Brady. Mhm. He was funny. He was a killer, right?
Mhm. Yes, mm-hmm. he was.
Oh boy, I think the baby woke up again. Baby, go back to sleep. Yeah, go back to sleep. Mhm. Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you are so professional podcaster. This is our bread and butter, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. If it was, we'd be poor. Dead poor, right?
Dirt poor.
Dirt poor.
We are.
Like this dude in the movie.
What about the time when he loses his tooth?
Yeah, from Ellen DeGeneres. They should have got the real Ellen to do that role.
Yeah.
So like, what is she doing?
I don't know. She lost her career.
I don't know.
Ruined it, more like.
I don't know what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, this movie is this guy decides to, what was it, an ad or something?
It's not an ad, like, did he?
Something happened. He got, Andy Samberg comes to him and says,
you know, I have a game.
I have a game. Mm-hmm. If you can survive, like, mm-hmm. a month.
Yeah.
Right? With assassins trying to kill you, you get money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the whole story. He has a whole bunch of weirdo assassin dudes trying to kill him. It's not a really action-packed movie. No. You would think it would be with a premise like that, mm-hmm. but no, no. He meets another person that he thinks is part of the game, but it's not.
No.
That was a stupid twist, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they thought Maddie, who's played by Anna, is...
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this guy's is a total loser. You know, he broke up with his girlfriend. The girlfriend that he broke up with already got a kid and mm-hmm. got married. He's, I think, living with his parents.
Yeah, not parents, his mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we gotta take a break. Let's see, let's take care of the baby first.
Maybe I think the baby's waking up again. Okay, hold on, hold on. Okay, we're gonna have to do this fast. I think we got him back to sleep again. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. All right. So.
Basically, he has to live for a month without getting killed.
And you can't get killed if you're
around people.
Around people, so he has to like.
When he pitched the story to his parents, his mom and sister, they laughed at him because they think he's
lying. Yeah.
Yeah, and because he has issues.
The best part is he hires a bum off the street to follow him.
What about the time like when he has to sleep with the sister's boyfriend because he was getting scared and the boyfriend had to go to the bathroom? Guess what? He goes in the bathroom, makes the dude stand up, taking a half way shit, and that's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
He kicks him out, and then he hires a bum off the road.
Yeah.
Homeless guy.
And they become best friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
He basically becomes his wingman.
Yeah.
And then he meets Maddie, who thinks like, oh, we are doing the same thing. But turns out she just needs
companionship.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I thought that was a weird part of the story. It didn't make any sense.
It didn't have any resolution.
Yeah.
And after some fun time, she's like, no, I'm going to go.
It would have made more sense if she was actually another competitor.
Yeah, trying to kill him while he's sleeping.
Yeah. But it was an interesting premise, but I don't think they followed through with it.
No.
No. Could have been much more funnier. Mm-hmm. Couple of funny stuff, but not really. Not really.
He loses a tooth.
That's about it.
And then he gets beat up in the back alley.
Yeah. I mean, I usually like Jake Johnson, but I think he works better when he's not the main star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always good as the guy who's like the sidekick or, you know, part of an ensemble of other actors.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can play off of them. He works better when he plays off of people.
He's like a parasite.
I guess. But, I mean, if you're a fan of him mm-hmm. in general, I think you should check him out. Check it out. It's a funny little movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Should he give it away? Like, at the end?
He wins, of course. What?
He wins. What? Turns out, it's only $4,000. And every month, he gets an installment of $250. And that's it. Like, and that is in Icelandic Kronos. Or Greenland or Iceland.
You said Kronos?
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Yes, I think like Greenlandic.
Whatever, Icelandic. It's not American money.
Okay? Yes, he did all of that for $4,000, total of $4,000, which is his family laughed about at the end.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And he also resolves his issue with his ex, and at the end...
Basically...
He became a better person.
Yeah, basically,
He kind of realizes what his issues are, and he's about to... Go meet Maddie.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Michael Douglas did a serious version of this mm-hmm. called The Game.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Much better.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's it for this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of Hulu stuff that we saw.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a lot of amazing stuff. Yeah. Hulu, you gotta up your game. You really gotta,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Now I gotta up our game.
Yeah.
With the baby.
Yeah. His baby's, I don't know what's wrong with him. Got ants in his pants. All right. Okay, we gotta go. Bye. Gotta be parents. Blah.